where you say you're going, far away again. Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. I'm doing the road, get the music done, and move along. What good does it do? You play your songs for her and hear her say, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Life's been good to you, but even still, she comes to you. Late at night's the time you hear her say, once again, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Without a rain. Gotta hold on, 25 to go, and once again I hear you say, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love.
Thank you. So I said last night that at 12:15 today that there was going to be a gospel set. And I really meant it. And Julie and I left our house with a lot of time to spare. And right after we got like past Boulder, the engine the whole way here. And we had to limp all the way here. It took about 4 hours. But I was really happy because I was getting sent photos and stuff. Matt, can you say who all was involved again? Everyone who played?
They killed it! George Setmeyer, Sean
Yeah. Big round of applause for them, to them, for getting out there and doing that gospel set. It's something that's like really important to me personally. Like I really like want to start getting involved with those Sunday morning gospel things. It's always been like a special thing, especially who's been to the String Dusters gospel set at Telluride. It's one of the most amazing things ever. Anyway, so I got these stickers, right? And I'm going to hand out a whole bunch. Y'all just pass them out. They're real cute. Anyway, now we're going to do one of them gospel numbers that we probably would have done this morning if I was there. But yeah, you know. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, and thanks to Eric for bringing them because I had them shipped to his house. He said, I got a package with your mom's name on it. What am I supposed to do? Oh, yeah, I guess I'm supposed to say This is a really good gospel number because it points to the fact that you, no matter who you are, never, ever should you be looking at another person and saying to yourself or to anyone else that they are in need of change or prayer or like anything. Like you can obviously identify when someone needs some help, right? And you can go up and ask them if they need the help. But the truth is usually whenever you look at someone and you see an issue in them, it's because you're identifying that issue because you subconsciously are identifying a similar issue in yourself. And so that's what this next tune is kind of about. So if you know it, sing along. I'm really bad at casting judgment, by the way.